Today we've got Eek number one, It Watches in the Dark by Jeff Strand. Being a librarian, I have been curious about something. What is the successor to Goosebumps? The place filler is probably Diary of a Wimpy Kid in terms of finding that huge audience of about the same age, skirting the line of appropriateness in the minds of super uptight parents. Culturally, Wimpy Kid is probably where it's at. The end. End of episode. But wait! We need to talk about horror, because Wimpy Kid is not in the horror realm, although there is a really excellent Rowley Jefferson book that I do love. It's a bunch of short horror-adjacent stories, including one about a headless horseman and a guy who is just a head who go to the same high school and team up so they can ask a girl to the dance. There's another really relatable one about two mummies who live in the same city, one a terrorizing mummy and one who is the toast of the town and can do no wrong, and how bitter the terrorizing mummy is about it. Relatable to me, you say? Who is the terrorizer mummy to my toast of the town? Or, wait, am I the terrorizer? A worthy successor to the Goosebumps legacy needs to be just scary enough for younger kids, have some good jokes in there, and you've basically got what you need. Jeff Strand and the Eek series get my vote. Strand has been on this show before. See episode number whatever. Remember to look this up. Don't just read this bracketed text as a lazy joke, which both saves you the trouble of looking it up and makes it seem like you weren't just being lazy, because you totally were. And Jeff's a great guy and one of my favorite writers. He's super funny, and he works in horror, and he's done some YA novels in the past, so moving into the slightly younger category is a logical step. It Watches in the Dark is a book about a couple kids on a canoe trip with their dad. The canoe capsizes or something. Capsizes? Is that the same as tips over and ruins your vacation? The canoe tips over and ruins their vacation. The dad gets hurt, and luckily or unluckily, they are close to a small village. The people there promise to tend to the dad and take care of the kids until he recovers. The town is pretty weird. People there behave weirdly, and a lot of the weirdness is focused around a giant scarecrow in the middle of town, which people worship and also seem to sort of pray to, and maybe also tell about their problems and stuff. Kind of a catch-all thing. Church, wishing well, therapist who cannot leave because he's a statue, so even though you're telling him about the same problems for the 50th time, he's gonna listen. God damn it, he'll listen. Of course, it turns out the scarecrow comes to life at night, stalks the village, and makes life scary as hell for the kids. It's awesome, and it kind of reminds me of that part in Arkham Asylum when Batman is dodging the Scarecrow, which is a reference very few will probably embrace, but it doesn't make it any less great of a game. Seriously, it's a cool portion. I recommend it. I am going to spoil the plot twist here, because, well, I don't think there's a huge number of listeners to this show who are kids and the core audience for It Watches in the Dark. And I do think the twist is a good selling point and might convince some of you to send your kids this way. It turns out the kids defeat the scarecrow and expect to be treated like heroes, but instead the villagers are like, "What have you done?" as giant crows begin invading and carrying people away. It's honestly an amazing, very funny twist, and somehow I did not see it coming at all. There is a second book in the Eek series, and I do think if it continues, it's the most worthy successor to the Goosebumps torch that I've come across by a wide margin. It just feels fun and fast, the books are a good length, and they're successful in having some great laughs along with some genuine scares. ¶¶
Beware, you're in for a scare.